Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Caitlin with him. I have the pleasure of speaking to you.
You're speaking to somebody who doesn't like what just happened. I don't usually get caught in this stuff, but I did tonight. I'm going to notify my credit card company that I will not be honoring that $56, let me see what that charge is supposed to be, for something I didn't know I signed up for. It's hidden in the, well, I shouldn't say hidden, but it's in the terms and conditions, which you don't usually hide stuff like that in there. So $56.95 for my monthly membership, supposedly for a consumer direct savings store.
Mm-hmm.
Either you cancel that right now, what do what you want, and cancel the $7.45 shipping. I'm going to be notifying my credit card company immediately to not honor either of those charges.
Okay, well, first off, the $7.45 is through the United States Postal Service, so I don't have a way of canceling that out. You'd have to contact them with that. Can you verify me with your zip code so I can pull up your account to see what's going on?
17603. I just took care of it a few minutes ago, and then I have some health problems, and I wasn't paying attention. I apologize because I don't know where to get caught in this stuff.
Okay.
Randy Neck. My name is Barry L. Reherd Sr.
Okay. And can you verify your address that we have on file?
2507 Helena Road, Lancaster, PA, 17603.
Okay. And it does look like you purchased a Wi-Fi booster from us.
Yeah. And I was not, and I think the whole thing is deceptive because you hide this $57 monthly.
It states it in the terms and conditions. Yes, sir.
Yes, it is. But you don't normally have, that's where you buried it. That was my fault for not looking because normally when there's hooks like this, that's a hook. That's why it's not published otherwise. And I slipped up tonight. I've got some health issues and I had a long day and I did not catch that. But $57 a month is ridiculous.
Okay,
and
so you're canceled out, sir. Would you like your cancellation number?
Absolutely.
C25.
Wait, hold on. C as in Charlie?
Yes. 2590 1 1 252.
So that's C is in Charlie, 25901 1 252.
Yes, sir.
All right. And your name is?
My name is Caitlin.
Pardon?
My name is Caitlin.
Caitlin? K-A-T-E-L-Y-N?
Yes, sir.
Look, I know you have a job to do, and I don't, I'm not trying to criticize you. It's just I wasn't paying enough attention to this, and that's
okay.
My fault.
Yes, sir, and I completely understand. That's why I didn't have a problem with canceling you out. You already got charged with $7.45, so I can't refund that because that's through the United States Postal Service, so you would have to contact them. But the $54.65 that you did state won't be coming out of your account because you're canceled out. And if it does, by chance, happen to come out, contact us back, and we can issue you a refund. But like you stated, you've already contacted your credit card company, so they would have to contact us with you on the line so we can verify everything. And if you choose to go through with the dispute with them, then we wouldn't refund you the money. The bank would handle that. So
I didn't notify the credit company yet. I was going to tonight.
Okay. So, but if you do file a dispute with the bank, that is only a dispute. That's not a guaranteed refund. Your bank would then contact us to see, was it legit? Was it a trial membership fee? Then they'll drop the dispute, advising you to give us a call back because we confirm those charges are valid. But like I said, you're canceled out, so you shouldn't get charged. But if by chance you do, just give us a call back and we'll refund you back the money since you did call in to cancel.
Okay.
And you have your cancellation number and you have my name and I put in the notation of the note.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for contacting customer support. I hope you have a great rest of your day.